The Walker administration has said for more than a year that it's working on a new set of policies to address climate change. Those have yet to materialize. But Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott told an Anchorage audience today the plan is coming soon, and he announced a new climate point person in the executive branch. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rachel Waldholz reports.
Mallott told a gathering of ocean researchers in Anchorage that climate change is an urgent challenge requiring urgent action. He said in Alaska and around the world, Indigenous people have been some of the first to feel the impacts. But if you step back, he said,
the reality as we begin to deal or as we continue to deal with the effects of climate change on all of our places is that we are all Indigenous to Island Earth.
There's a lot of work going on, and we hope to be able to bring it to focus within the next couple of months.
Speaking outside the conference, Mallott said the administration is still hammering out a strategy that will build on the state's last big climate policy push. That happened under former Governor Sarah Palin. He says a few things are clear. For the first time, Mallott says, any plan must include cuts to carbon emissions. He says oil development is crucial to Alaska's economy in the near term.
But at the same time, we need to begin planning for a future in which carbon-based fuel and energy is ultimately phased out.
Mallott says he expects the governor to announce an administrative order on climate policy soon. That's been the administration's line for a while now, but there has been one concrete step. This month, Governor Walker appointed Nikush Carlo to the newly created position of Senior Advisor on Climate. I asked Carlo what her reaction was when she got the call asking her to tackle climate policy in Alaska.
I think I probably took a deep breath and paused for a long time. Because it's such a huge issue.
Originally from Fairbanks and Tanana, Carlo most recently worked with the U.S. delegation to the Arctic Council. She also ran the commission that wrote Alaska's official Arctic policy. She says her first step will be bringing different people together to get perspectives from local and tribal leaders, industry, citizen groups. It's going to be a long process, she says.
But I'm excited. I think the interest to address this issue is definitely there within the state. I think we're all going to come together on this. We have to. And that's sort of our imperative, I think.
And she promises more details are coming soon. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.